can teach me so very much, and I can show you a few things too. Yeah, I guess it's true what you said about the other night. You know about me growing into a woman. But it's not just me. We're growing. But I wanna let you know, no matter how far away you go, rain or shine, I'm yours.
Yo, what up, family? It's your friendly neighborhood fly guy, Cool Kim, and you are tuned into the G Lou Show, hosted by none other than G Lou. And we got to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93Tweet FM-ism. Yeah.
My bad. I thought my mic was on, man. I think I've been out too long. What up, everyone? Welcome back to the G Lou Show, world famous G Lou Show. This is Flashback Fridays, fabulous Flashback Fridays, and we are back again. I know I've been gone for a minute. You know what I mean? Almost didn't come back. No, I'm just playing. But, man, shout out to everyone out there tuned in. We were off last week. We had the G Lou Show annual reunion. Shout out to everyone who came out, you know, showed out. Beautiful experience. Man, beautiful experience. God is good. God is the greatest. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the Kwanglomerate, 93.Tweed FM-ism. Every Thursday night, the After Six Cruise Mix. Check out my Unc Tweed Cadillac, baby. Also, D.D. Harrison, author, publisher, producer, host of Conversations in the Hookah Lounge on Saturday nights on the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you check it out. Shout out to D.D. Harrison, man, showed out. Shout out to Normani Candles, freshest, flyest candles on the market, independently owned and operated. Normani Candles, tap in. It's the holiday season. You know, they can hook the shit up the way you want it. You know, smell the way you want it. You know, if you want it, like, you know, Thanksgiving just passed, so we got Christmas coming up. You want some Christmas candles? Normani Candles is the place you need to tap into. You dig? Tell them the G Lou Show sent you, and they'll give you a nice discount. You dig what I'm saying? Also, shout out to my homeboy DJ Maniac. Got his project out right now on Bandlab.com, featuring Cousin Marcy and a host of others. Make sure you go support the homie DJ Maniac, and also the G Lou Show YouTube channel. If you haven't already, go subscribe to that, man. Great content. Like I said, we've been on for a second, but we're back. We're going to have a great show over there tonight, the After Hours Live. Make sure you go tap in the G Lou Show YouTube channel, streetlevelclothing.com. The OG golf hats. We passed out golf hats, but we gave out gifts, man. At the G Lou Show reunion, everyone got a golf hat courtesy of Street Level Clothing. Shout out to our sponsor. Cousin Marcy got a gift too. You didn't even show up. We're going to bring Cousin Marcy in a minute. We got a gift for you. Shout out to Queen Jean. She's off tonight, I think. She's not feeling well. Gifts of Queen Jean. You know, everyone, man. Shout out to everyone who supports the G Lou Show, man. We love you. And don't worry, next year will be 5th year anniversary, and it ain't going to stop. Shout out to my bro, CeeLo, tapping in, listening in. What up, CeeLo? Love you, bro. Shout out to my mom, my daughter, my whole family. We just passed Thanksgiving yesterday. Thankful to be here because I had a hell of a week. Y'all just don't know the week I had. You know how I sound? That's how the week I had. Had a great trip and great G Lou Show reunion, but I came back to a whirlwind of some BS. You know what I mean? But God is good. That's all I'm going to say. God is good, and he always brings me back through it. You dig what I'm saying? I had the worst week ever. I've been sick, down, whole house messed up, flooded. Thought all my equipment was messed up. You know what I mean? I went and got new equipment today for the shit that got messed up. You know what I mean? God is good. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave you with that. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Cousin Marcy, because he's in the cut. My co-host, Cousin Marcy, is live on the premises. What up, Cuzzo? I missed you.
Shit, She's in the cut. She ain't no chicken butt. Mic check 1-2, nah. 1-2. Do I sound okay, fam?
What up, though? Your mic sounds nice. What's cracking?
Wonderful, wonderful. So glad to be back. Shout out to you, G Lou. Shout out to my queen cousin, Cousin Jean. Shout out to families out there. Happy holidays. Hope everybody did have a wonderful time with their loved ones and shared hugs and plenty of food, you know. But it's great to hear your voice and, you know, great that everything was taken care of. That's right. God is so good. Didn't know none of that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But
yeah,
look,
I had a bad,
you know,
week,
I'm always
going
to try to make the people laugh. You came, the man came on here and he said, now he didn't know if he was muted. He said he almost didn't come back. That's what it said now, y'all. Hold on. He said he wasn't going to come back.
Nah,
that would have heard it. But he's back.
You know, I was just talking.
He's back.
I didn't know if they was gonna let me, boy. It was, I was down and out. I mean, I thought it was all bad, you know. But God is good. Yes, He is.
God is always good. He's always in effect. And yes, sending prayers and love out to my queen cousin. Feel better, sweetie. It's never a fun day when you are not here with us. But look at here, we are here, and that's a blessing.
How was your Thanksgiving?
You know, fabulous flashback Friday.
I know y'all cooked with up
over
there.
I'm not
going to
complain. It was good. It was really good. Thank you for asking. I did the mom thing, unconventional menu. You know, we didn't have no turkey over here. We didn't even have chicken.
Right.
Okay.
You had no chicken?
It was just like different items. And
ooh.
I didn't have no chicken. No, can you believe it? Like, I didn't have no chicken, y'all. So, we had, like, meatloaf and, like, an Italian caprese salad. And Kiara made 3 sweet potato pies from scratch. She made homemade cranberry sauce, y'all. It's that easy. We don't have to get the stuff from the cans. You can make this stuff all on your own. No preservatives. And she did that. Girl said it was wonderful. It's a lot of stuff I haven't even touched yet to eat, but just thankful to be able to, you know, make my girl smile. They made me smile, and just a fun time. Just, you know, me and my little family. Thank the Lord for that. That's all it's about. Not faking the fun.
Really.
Not trying to do too much, you know. We don't get into
just
it. We got this little bit of leeway tonight.
Oh,
Marcy's Minute might get a little rough.
That Marcy's Minute.
You know,
that Marcy's Minute.
Your,
it's a lot.
Put
you know, it's
a
lot going on, boy. It's been a lot going on these last week or two. Ooh, A lot.
Yeah.
And it's still going on.
Yeah, put on your zoot suits. Put on your zoot suit.
Lawsuits. There's a lot of shit going on out there, boy.
You don't talk about people I don't know. I don't talk about people I don't know. But, you know, I don't know.
Wow.
Marcy's Minute. I don't know.
Marcy's
Minute
going to be juicy tonight. That shit, I can already smell it. It's going to be juicy tonight, boy. You don't worry about no after leftovers and shit. Marcy got that shit served fresh tonight. There's a lot going on out there, I tell
it's
you.
Horrible.
I know you're going to talk about it. Whoa.
Hard out here for a pimp.
Hey, if you're pimping, you're playing. I don't know what you're doing out there.
That's what that man said.
Somebody paying.
Well, the Illumination Nation, you know, so I don't know if they ran out on their tab or, you know, the right person didn't get paid or... You know, some is going like the Babylonians are falling, and I'm just observing. I'm not here to kick nobody's back in like I'm without sin to cast the first stone, but come on now. You know, you can't be telling me to vote or die, and then you're... Anyway, y'all, what's going on for Fabulous Flashback Friday? Because I had
Flashback
no
Friday. Hey, you know, we just kind of jumped back out here tonight. Like I said, excuse my voice, y'all. I'm better. God is good. I'm blessed to be feeling better. But excuse my voice. But Flashback Friday, we really don't got no script. We're going to kick some throwback shit, some classic hip-hop, R&B. We're going to talk a little bit of that and this and that. And also, I'm going to give it up for the homie Big Snoop. He got the 30th year anniversary, Doggy Style. I got the... Check out last week, man. That was a blessing. I got to meet Battle Cat and all that, and he was on the ones and twos giving it up. showing tribute to that album and other stuff too. That was incredible. So we're going to do a little bit of that too as well. Show love for the 30th year anniversary of Doggy Style. And we're going to take some calls, show a little love here and there as well. The phone lines is open, 914-803-4001 is the calling number. You know. Shout out to everyone tuned in again. Shout out to the big homie Tweed Cadillac, baby. What up, Tweed? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Shout out to my bro tuning in. My baby girl, Deidre, I love you. And all the new listeners, too. You know what I mean? Thank you. And everyone else to continue to support us. Hey, D.D. Yeah, yeah. But it's G-Lou, Cousin Marcy. Shout out to Queen Jean sitting this one out tonight. We love you, Queen, though. We'll be back in a flash. Sweet tea.
Testing my mic, 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm here to entertain, yes, this means you. Don't need no help, all by myself. I proceed, cause you need to enjoy yourself. Try to compare, oh, don't you dare, cause I'm sweeter than the cream in a French eclair.
Hey, Ebony, and all the other ladies up in here. Shout out to, I want to give a lady happy C-Day to the homie G Lou too. The lady show tried to get me to be able to tap in on a little function, but my schedule didn't permit it, so I want to make sure I send this time to wish you another happy one. Salute you for being a real one and a consistent supporter. You a member of the family. Oh, mama.
We do this in our sleep, nigga.
Yeah. You ever been in love before? I wanna holler at you, Mike. You know it's hard for a player to admit that sometimes, but I'ma spit that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? AP, give it to me one time, nephew.
There's something about a girl and from around my
way.
Ever try to hold back your feelings? Would it just wouldn't say? But when I finally found a word to say, I wanted to run away.
Like that back when I met her.
What?
The lavish life from all the dope fun. Before the double R had to hitchhike dumb.
What?
Her friends didn't like niggas like us, but I arrested the coochie and the feelings got cuffed. Spiderweb sex must have got caught up.
What?
But there's more to it, I remember once. Saying less shit on the peon. Let's go to Vegas and watch Celine Dion. Make them say what we on.
What?
You say no like you was doing it for eons. Fuck it, I just hum and let the watch give off the neons. When it rains, it pours. I laugh to myself when I change the story. You said my sex was a lie, but my brain gave you more. And something about how your ex was a toy. I guess they play games. There's only diamond dice here, not trying to justify. But when you shut your eye, you can touch the sky. You in trouble, mom. And you should pray about speed. But it's just about you. What that say about me.
But
when I finally found the words to say, I wanted to run away. Just run away.
Check it out.
You can try, you can hide, but
back at the friend.
I'm a Crip in dark blue chucks, and I does what I does, yeah, I might say good. It's really weird, cause the niggas got love. Snoop Dogg's a Crip, and the girl was a blood.
What?
She told me that her baby daddy was a thug. Now it is what it is, and it was not what. I'm hot on lil' mama like wood. Monday moan stack, trying to get my cheese back. All these memories, brief seeds of a rhythm rhyme pleaser. Laid back while we sippin' on the breezer. Fresh four pack sitting in the freezer. Ain't that Khadijah? I heard she was a Caesar. She used to hit them licks with the Visa. When I seen her with the homies, I was like, Jesus. It's been a little minute since I seen her. Hope my man don't run up if I have to pull a Nina.
There's something about this girl, man. From around my way. Ever try to hold back your feelings? But I just wouldn't say. But when I finally found a way.
NWA. I'm on a G New show with my home girl, Queen Jean, the sexy Queen Jean, G Lou, 24/7. Y'all come check this out once a week. Usually just once a week or every day. Once a week, every day. Get on the podcast. Go check it out. Go on the website. Go on the social media. Pump up the G New show and Queen Jean.
Arabian friends, back with a style of hype. Not slowing low, it's the fast type. Getting dumb. Can you hit a drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some? hammer or jet, you shall all be moved. Vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key.
Abracadabra, a la baby professor, all hail funkin' lesson, sweet tongue grand writer of scrolls. Now behold, let the legend unfold. Born in a cosmos where no time and space do exist, vibe in the midst of the chaos. Mortals label me as a logical, mythological. They couldn't comprehend when I brought the word, a stick called verb, a black steel nerve, teaching those actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is. Really? Then they label me a sin when a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in. Boo! I wear boots and beads, bags and braids, stick and scroll, rings and shades, walk in the light of the moon, but I've never been a Batman. African, call it black man. Brother, extract the African steps in your movements, enhance for improvement. Grand funk, a new home for the phrase, funk and lesson the pathway.
Ready or not, yeah.
Cornbread, how can you act this? I exist on a plane where the jar is my brain. I'm living to retrieve cells. Antenna my stick, picture bigger, native liquor figure. The pull of the trigger goes boom, not boom. Not a bunch of sissies, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green is just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean, but yet the sundown shades and lights and dream. Watch too late, oops, upside your head. You drop through a bit like lead. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds, forward, backward, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come.
Out of the darkness in panther skin comes doctors, driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker with a Nat Turner lick. Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the crossroads.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G-Loop show with Queen Jim. G-Loop sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, Dee Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
G-Loop show, Flashback Fridays with Cousin Marcy live on the premises. Hey, check it out. Cousin Marcy's coming up with the Marcy's Minute shortly. Shout out to Queen Jean. She's out tonight. And shout out to who was I going to shout out? It was shout out to Jackie Ray Phillips and the Poetry of Justice show. Make sure you check them out. Saturday nights, the Poetry of Justice show on YouTube. Tell them G Luke sent you.
Hey, young world, the world is yours. Hey, young world, the world is yours.
Young world,
the world is yours.
Young world. lesson and learn.
Love seems happy.
That once was strong,
but you too decided.
Even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
It is cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mummy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who put you on top?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents have hurt you.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire me.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the lesson
that the ruler, you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's true.
You know what? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can trust.
You feel my welfare.
And you'd run and buy some dust and big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're at
go
it,
go get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
I'm always up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the right.
Now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew plus.
At the age of
a little child, that's true. But folks your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy to a home.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Pull yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
Do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know I possess a man.
That brain's no spice.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes in sight.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler Rick threw. And it's true.
Line, rest in peace to the homeboy Biggie Smalls. Flashback Fridays. Let's go.
Legends and biggers, cream lizards, cream coochies. I do my duty as long as they fly as me, get high as me. Success of my circle, try to break it, I hurt you. Ain't no getting out that. I doubt that. We want the exotic, erotic ladies, not the toxic lady that burned a lot. I learned a lot from junkies to ruffians, from being tied up by Colombians. Cause 80 grams was missing. Listen, had to change my position from wanting to be large to head in charge. My garage call it CeeLo. 4, 5, and 6s. Honey's by the mixture. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Smoke out with Leo, Biggie Tarantino. Size like a sumo, Frank White numero uno. Can't stop, won't stop. Condos with elevators in them, vehicles with televisions in them. Watch the entourage turn yours to just mirages. Disappearing acts, strictly nines and max. Killers be serial, Copperfield material. My dreams is vivid, work hard to live it. Any place I visit, I got land there. I can play a stand there and say I sound like them. Hello, push face back and push six coupes of yellow. Plus quick to expand from hand to elbow. Spray up your days in any teller you in. Crack bragging, sick of bragging, how my mix be dragging. Dead to these streets, creepers decide to be my wagon. I rely on Bed-Stuy to shut it down if I die. Put that on my diamond bezel, you're messing with the devil. Why?
I've been looking for you, baby, yeah, you stay on my mind. So good morning, good night, text, they always on time. You give me butterflies every time that I see you. Bumping oldies in the low, I love when it's us. 2 hours up, side to side, I swear your vibe. I thank the good Lord that he brought you in my life. Haven't felt the feelings in a minute. It's been a while, got me crushing like a little kid. In junior high, it could be a dimple that got me loving your smile. But I swear it was your CeeLo that caught my eyes. Stay all think we're just friends, I want this never to end. Cause what we got is something special, so I ride to the end. Wrap your arms around me, and can you hold me real tight? You got a flight in the morning or tonight. You are mine, see this smile on my face for so long it was gone. Now here we are, and this loving don't feel wrong.
Boy, you got me in my feelings, lady. I'm just trying to make you my baby. Boy, you got me in my feelings, lady. I'm just trying to make
that love is life and life is love, but what's really living life without the one you love, huh? Sleepless nights and weekend flights, late night phone conversations, would that be alright? You got me looking for love, baby, in all the wrong places. Been around the world, seen the same old faces, but you was different, made me stop looking, listen. We're from friends to lovers, now I'm thinking about commitment. Matter of fact, girl, I might need a witness. Last night when I was praying, I had to ask for forgiveness, cause your little kitty cat I was killing. Then I hit a home run in the ninth inning. From the beginning, girl, I knew you was a keeper. In it knee deep, then you tell me go deeper. Never been a sucker for love, I'm still looking. But everywhere I go, it's like all the girls tookin'. But I think I found the one and she the truth. And I'd be lying, girl, if I said it wasn't you. G. Lou, I'ma end it with a slug from my Nina name, Lena Lope, looking for love.
Boy, you got me in my feelings, lady. I'm just tryna make you
New G Lou, Lena Lokes, coming next month. Wait on it. Got Marcy's Minute coming up in 10 minutes. Hang tight.
Hey, bitch, don't check me. Check that motherfucking back, too. If you have time. Numbers. OPM. Shout out. Yeah, we lost years in the game cause the money was good. To make 10,000 was so humble and foolish. Had to make it happen, you know the street cold. You cracking under pressure, me, I won't fall. I move how I move, I know niggas watch. I fuck with rich niggas, we got something to count. I'm looking at the purchase of gold, nigga, I'm cold. You niggas ain't really getting money, you need to count. 40 millimeter Rolex, I'm real player with. But don't get confused, little nigga, I'm having toast. I don't even sleep no more, I just be coast. I can be 10 deep, man, and you ain't wide open. Hoes still chosen, cause these niggas still gang. You hear it in my voice, I've been through it, this is pain. Sitting in my house, counting racks, thinking real estate. Didn't leave the house all day, but made 20 caps. Man, I swear this beat so smooth, I can sing to it. If you really at it for real, then it's your thing, bitch. Fuck the middle, man, we straight to the baggage claim. I'm all in Honolulu, sippin' mojitos with Dane. You gotta go hard no matter what, stop complaining. Born in 91, but the whip 88. Going through these motions, nigga, I'm the cold. Days I was hoping, I ain't from the soul. Made me a monster, I came with a mess. I move with intention, I'm all eating pop. You hold the bitch hot, I break the bitch pot. And I don't even expect you wear things like this shit. I'm Rolls Royce shop, I land in the A and hit shine. Now a nigga Rolls Royce ride. Rolls gold watch, black face, kinda stylish. CFM the label, everything else challenge. I could sell on you niggas, but I'ma keep it mine. I'm downtown LA, getting Cuban links pop. I rap sometimes, but I'm usually shaking out. I don't do the small talk, baby, so I can shut my pocket.
Sterling silver serving tray. She had a duck, I had a slice of cheesecake. Fellas ring a number nine up on the chase. Girl, you bad as fuck, and you was worth the wait. Could have had it on the first day, but where's the fun in that? She got desperate for my attention, so she brought me scratch. I played an online lookbook, I ordered this and that. Ordered my son some baby chuck, some little fitted hat. Gifts from your player dad, I made your mind mad. This love affair I had was a grinder forever last. My reputation, my presentation is first class. You so fresh with that Southwest boarding pass. I'm stretched out on the beach chair with a cold glass. I bought new diamonds with my old cash. Stocks and natural resources in case the dollar crash.
I've been doing this 35 summers. Still on the come up, every time the sun up. I'm not on the hype, I'm thinking cash. My balls and my word is all I have. I ain't breaking up for nobody. Baby, you can be my co-pilot. Skirt so tight with all that ass. I can't help but look, I'm taking chances. Three bedrooms, this ain't a mansion. All my girls fine and I ain't capping. You niggas just rapping. I tell the truth, man. You niggas just rapping. You niggas just rapping.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Luke, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Thank you.
Shout out to Al B. Sure. Shout out to that dude playing that guitar, too. I was like, all right, cuz, you can stop now, bro. But shout out to Al B. Sure. Check it out right now. Y'all ready for that Marcy's Minute? We got the Marcy's Minute coming up right now. What up, cuzzo?
Thank you. What's up, what's up? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you so much, cuzzo. Yes, party people, get in the house. Get in here, get in here, get in here. Like the producer just said, shout out to my main man, Al B. Sure. And guess what? I had something to say about him. That's my main man. Al B. Sure clarifies cryptic posts made in aftermath of Diddy Cassie lawsuit settlement. The Night and Day singer is on the mend a year after suffering through a coma in 2022. Just days after Diddy and Cassie settled in the sexual assault case she filed against him, singer Al B. Sure got people talking online after posting a cryptic message about folks with grimy ways who are secretly part of shenanigans on Sunday, naturally giving the timing and Al's association with Diddy through his ex-wife, Kim Porter. Many speculated that the post was about the bad boy artist, kind of almost something like this. I do agree my expectations about you were driven strictly from my optimistic view of you, hoping your grimy ways would dissipate with age or the current state of affairs that will eventually expose that you were on the payroll and secretly part of the shenanigans. Undo the puzzle. The since-expired Instagram story post read as captured by The Shade Room. However, later that day, the In Effect Mode singer hopped back onto the app to make it abundantly clear that the subject of his ire was definitely not Diddy and instead was about someone close that he considered family. That's so interesting, because Marcy finds it, because even if he was talking about somebody that he considered family, who's to say that it didn't have to do with his disdain for his disdain for Diddy, okay?
Diddy settled with him right quick. Nah, let me... All right.
With who? With Albert?
Yeah, with Al B. Sure.
I don't
settled
know.
Right quick.
I don't know.
He might have changed the story.
Yeah, he might have. He might have settled really quick because, as some of you may know, Al B. Sure and Diddy's background goes way back to the beginning of Uptown Records. Al B. Sure was married to Kim Porter, which wound up being the baby mother to Diddy in the latter years. But now hear this. It's alleged you can't steal somebody's child, but that's what it kind of used to seem like through the years. Kim Porter and Al B. Sure's son Quincy has always been seen praising Diddy as his father. But we do know that his actual father is Al B. Sure. And the song Forever My Lady by Jodeci was written by Al B. Sure, and it was for Kim Porter. Okay, so these people have a long history. Why wouldn't he be talking about that man? I do not know. But in keeping the Diddy train rolling, early Friday news broke that a third accuser has stepped forward and accused Diddy of sexual assault. According to Rolling Stone, the plaintiff, who goes by Jane Doe, accused the mogul, as well as, look who's came to the party, y'all, Aaron Hall from the R&B group Guy, of R-wording her and her friend in 1990 or 1991. A spokesperson for Diddy spoke out in a statement and said, these are civil suits with fabricated claims of misconduct from over 30 years ago. Nothing but a blatant money grab. Mr. Combs is being unfairly targeted by anonymous accusers who lie for financial gain. Get into it. The New York legislature never intended the Adult Survivors Act to be exploited. But if it's an Adult Survivors Act, how will we know who to get to if they never tell their survival story? Make it make sense, y'all, okay? So we're going to stay on that same page, and I wanted to share something else with you all. A lot of times we get into people's history and different things that occur in their life, but I'm one. I like to know, where the heck do you come from? What made you maybe do the things that you do? Still speaking on this man, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, didn't have the easiest time growing up, but his upbringing did make him one of the most influential names in New York. At age 12, in an attempt, he went ahead and had to move to Mount Vernon by his single mother, Janice Combs, to give him a different experience. He had once told Oprah Magazine. Now, we've always known that he grew up with a single mother. Where was the father? I'll tell you where he was. Melvin Combs' name was well known around Harlem during the 1970s, a decade marked by the opioid epidemic. Mic on, make sure you heard me. The opioid epidemic that devastated New York's low-income communities. Like many men living in the reality, Sean Diddy Combs' father was involved in the local drug trade, running in the same circles as convicted drug trafficker Frank Lucas, who inspired the Ridley Scott film American Gangster. In 2007, the late dealer told New York Magazine, he was happy to see Diddy succeed. Melvin used to be at my house a couple of times a week. He's speaking of P. Diddy's father. I'm proud to see Melvin's son like that. This is Frank Lucas talking. In 1972, Melvin was fatally shot in his car during a drug transaction after being misidentified as the, get this, informant. According to Find a Grave, Diddy learned all this on his own as his mother avoided the subject. She tried to protect me. My mother didn't want me to follow in his footsteps. Really? Janice Combs had her own version ready for whenever he asked. My mother always told me that he died in a car accident. We're learning to keep secrets at an early age. But something about it didn't feel right to me. Diddy started to combine information he gathered on the streets with what he could find at the local library. Even as a kid, I put two and two together. Sean Diddy Combs was conflicted feelings about his father, but he holds no judgment. My father was a hustler who sold drugs during this time. That was the way out of Harlem. Either that or playing basketball, he told Oprah Magazine. Even though he was just 3 years old when Melvin Combs died, Diddy misses him. They say you can't miss something that you've never had, but that's only a little ways right, he said in the Revolt video. There's definitely been times I've gotten older and that I've missed my father, his presence, and not being there. So I just wanted to bring that out just to say this. No, we didn't know a lot too much further more than that his dad was a drug dealer. He was tragically killed. Went around with the likes of Frank Lucas and, you know, that whole scene right there. I just think it's very important to know where people come from, because with these charges and these allegations, sometimes the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But when I think about it, it's just in my mind, I'm saying, where would you even get the idea to, you know, do certain things or things that have been proven? You know, we have proven things that have happened under your watch since the 90s. We had that massive stampede at the college with your first performance that was put on. It had nothing on Astroworld. Now, I'm not saying we're going to blame this man for every single bad event or every single young lady that may have been drugged, that may have been R-worded, that may have been sexually assaulted. I'm just hoping that people will pay just a little more attention and know that what always glimmers is not gold. This lifestyle that the people have portrayed, where you want to do all of this to get to some big spot at the top, you might just want to concentrate on something more healthier and more godlike. Nothing is over there but bad vibes, trouble, and who knows what. I don't want to know what. That'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Cuzzo, back to you.
Shout out to Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute for the evening. Man, that was juicy. There's a lot going on with all that stuff right there, man. And, you know, Diddy's all up in it, man. So, you know, man, you know what they say, whatever you've done, you know, I don't know. But what's done in the dark eventually comes to the light. They always do say that. So got to keep that in mind. Doing some shit, you know,
just know
come
this,
to light.
I don't know where you're going to get your Sean John. That's snatched out of Macy's. So that's no more. I didn't even know they were still selling that junk. No more liquor, no more DeLeon, but that was in the works. As far as people saying that Cassie is doing this for the money, you know, the comments, they just put me in an uproar mentally, because I just see how many people out there are so quick to blame the victim. They're not even taking a minute. You've never been to one of these parties, so you have no idea what's taking place there. You weren't even invited. And that's to all the nays. Well, how could she do this? And how could she do that? And even for the men, you're not safe either. I hope you know that these same things are going down with the young men too, your Meek Mills, your YK Osiris. And when Justin Bieber finally really opens his mouth, don't say Cousin Mercy didn't tell you. Yeah, it's not over with at all. It's going a long way. But shout out to 2023. We got one more month, and we're going to see what it do. Because 2023 is undefeated so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cousin Marcy said it.
They're falling.
Hey, before I continue, let me go to the phone line. We got a caller checking in with us. Caller, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. And a very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I just had like
my
little 30 cent up in here. I just want to throw my little 30 cent up in here. Sometimes what I've gathered from an outsider looking in, if everybody is saying something about you and you line up 100 people and 87 of them saying something, maybe you've got to really kind of take heed. I believe that from an outsider once again looking in, If you have so much bad blood from people that you are trying to help and all of this, but it never worked out for nobody in your camp, everybody in your camp was disgruntled or died broke, it has to be you. You feel me? And it's like,
right.
If you got $100 million, why would you be selfish? All you gotta do is pay the artists, man. And you still could have all your money, give them what, you know, they deserve, and everybody would want to be on Bad Boy. They won't talk about how bad Suge was, but if you look at Buffy, from Craig Mack to Black Rob and G. Depp, it's like it ain't never been no happy ending over there. You know, it's even Mace, it's like...
Heavy D.
Man, it's like, God damn, dude. Like a cloud follows that cat. I understand how I'll be sure it could be
Shine.
Good, you know. Oh, I forgot all about Shine. See what I mean? That's the point I'm trying to make. If everything you touch, it turns to gold for you. Oh, I forgot about Loon. Oh, my God. Wow. If everything
the whole
you
making
touch,
the band, 1, 2, and 3, Danity Kane, Day 26, Notorious B.I.G.,
wow.
Who a... Day 5,
Chopper,
B5,
Chopper,
Dream,
Stacey
Lattis,
Bunny.
Chopper, Babs Bunny,
Total,
112.
Right. Yeah, everybody that's come through your path, everybody that's come through your path never got the riches or anything. And then it was kind of strange and ironic and perfect timing when he gave the publishing back, but it was basically... just to act like, you know, he did something. And then what tripped me out was that BET performance, that he was getting honored and all of that and got his son up there, but really they had no artists up there that really was left even, you know, do anything.
Right.
And his son is whack. I don't give a fuck how much money you put into that dude. Dude is whack. And it's like, wow. He got to be feeling bad right about now. But for him to get that girl $30 million, you kind of want to think,
day.
Why would he?
In one day.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen that in one day.
If it wasn't,
so you know,
halfway.
You know, Cousin Mercy is nosy, and there's a thing about the internet. The things, they never go away. So now they're coming back to surface, but when they were dating, I remember Cassie posting pictures talking about I fell off the four-wheeler in Dubai. I tripped down the stairs in so-and-so. I bumped into the wall. You bumped into that Negro's fist. You bumped into his foot. You bumped into that floor. And there's videos of him hovering over her, trying to make her talk and make her interact with him. And he's just like, you know. And like you said, Tweet, for the artist, again, they thought, oh, Suge Knight is over there playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots with everybody's head. And that was a lie. Whoever may something have happened to, okay, fine for you. But this right here, this man is a demon.
Pretty much.
And he killed Pac. That's it. Pretty much.
How the hell does everybody on
you? You look at that Uptown photo.
I live happily ever after.
They not even here no more, like you said.
But how does everybody on your label not live happily ever after with all of that body of music that was successful? That's what I don't understand. I mean,
right.
he's a leech. Yeah.
Wow. And then because he gave the publishing back, that really doesn't mean anything, because from what I've been told, the publishing isn't worth anything because they've already drained all the money out of it. So basically,
right.
It's really not worth it.
That's right.
So it's like
the other thing about that publishing,
it's like turning it in, it's like
signing another NDA,
turning some shit.
Yeah, and they had to sign another NDA. That's what that was. If you want your publishing back, you're gonna sign that you're not gonna say anything about Bad Boy Records Entertainment for the rest of your life. That was also included in the new. Oh, you can have your publishing back. So anybody that's not talking. It's only a couple of groups out there that are really not faking the funks, and those are those Beige Girls, Dream, that five-person Caucasian group, those little boys, B5, it's three of them. They didn't sign, and they're still like giving, but everybody else, I don't know. Yeah, it's something.
I guess that's the price of fame. When you want it so bad,
right?
You roll with the label that you believe have your best interest at heart. But they out eating crab legs and you eating bologna sandwiches in the hotel room. But you got to keep your image up, you know. You even got to get the clothes back that you wore on stage because they ain't even yours. All of another suit
right.
back. Like, damn, I need the
that's
jewelry back. And all that back after you get off the stage. It's fucked up, man.
That's
the price of fame. Yep, it is a cold.
All those kids, grown kids, the Making the Band kids, Farnsworth, Bentley, you know, anybody. And people say, well, how could one person let, like, one man? Right. How do you let one
everybody
man do that when you have
wayside.
A...
Everybody contributed
right
to a successful label, but nobody reaped the benefits other than Biggie. And even Biggie, you know, he lost his life about it. So it's like, wow. Sad, man. It's
and
sad.
Your name is coming up in that indictment, allegedly. Your name is going to pop up in that, too, because you say you wanted them all gone. You were tired of all of them beefing. Your guy, Tupac, and Biggie. They're all gone. I won't have to worry about this anymore.
Wow. And now you got a set of new problems. More money, more problems.
His real fear is those two people on the West Coast, okay, that they said has been doing all this stuff from the beginning. That's his real fear. He don't really care about Cassie. He don't give a crap about none of that. His real fear is those two ninjas in jail right now, ready to tell it.
But he got enough money to get a great lawyer and fight that, because they're all convicted felons already. So he might have dodged that bullet as well.
Yeah, and I don't think they got no win on that. But all this other
exactly.
shit, though, that's worse than that right now. Yeah, I think all the, when they hurt them pockets, that's worse than all that. You know what I'm saying? Because that, like you said, that he could fight that. But this shit right here, they coming all out the woodworks. All these lawsuits. You hurt them pockets.
But if you could fly $30 million without hesitation and didn't even try to fight it or dispute it. Man, he just said, Cassie, you know you lying about all of this. You know, he didn't even try to fight it or dispute it.
Yeah.
He just gonna give abroad $30 million. Good Lord. But
because
Cassie
Jackson, said you jumped up out of the house in the underwear because you thought Suge Knight was down the street having a hamburger. Now, do we really think Cassie care about that? No, but she know who the players are. That's also in her documents. You know, it's going to take that one person. They're not going to really try to get them with that unless they just know for a fact. And I'm speaking on Suge and Keefe D. You know, somebody out there got the tea.
Will they be believed or not? That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah. That's the whole process right there. But enough of that dude, man. Diddy, whatever.
Can we hear him
enough
up?
Of that dude.
No.
Shout out to everyone out there.
Can
oh,
we hear him
everyone
up?
Everyone out there. Too. Yeah, we didn't get him too much already, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do got a request, if possible.
What's up, bro?
Man, I like that fly shit, right? Man, it's a song by Cam'ron called Daydreaming, man. Man, if you can get that on for me, that'd be real fly.
For sure. Got you. Give me a minute. I'll pull that up for you, sir.
It's a beautiful brown liquor song. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Got you. Got that coming
good
up for me.
Good looking out. Flashback Fridays. Okay.
Like this.
That's right.
Probably won't leave until the thing ends. But in the meantime, the in-between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one. Now this is the last chance for us to get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a Stone Cold New York rap machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rock so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat. Just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well. And I go by the name of the rapper Jahlil. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear. You ready for a trip through the atmosphere? Gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Jahlil, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm playing MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap, the jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk, to separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, get funky while we got it. We used to get together after dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side, we would throw down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We didn't want to use it, but I guess we got it. With the men of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to drop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. I won't settle for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, one for the trouble, two for the bank, three for the ladies, four for the play, 5 minutes of funk. This ain't no dump. So pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city. But now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. I'm gonna rock on why I still got them. I'll rap and shower, have style and power. And this, I'll just go out. I don't know if
all of you have heard. So it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel has got to be real. I'm proud prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's all right with you, it's all right with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the Mike Show, if you please.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Yeah, yay. Send this one out to the big homie Tweed Cadillac. Also, Tweed, I don't know if you're still out there, but you got an award, man. We had the annual reunion this past weekend. And you actually got an award, man, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio and the G Lou Show, DD Harrison. So we need to get your information so we could mail that out to you, sir.
I know, then what a crook is whack. I lied, cheated, still took me back. What I do, turn around, ask you to cook me. Boof my work with a jerk, because of the truth it hurts. Cause you even asked me to come through the church. What I do, act second rate. I stole $10 out of the collection plate. But I'm ready to change, you got my heart, cause you smart and the sex is great. And you hate rap, I like that girl. I argue with Keisha, I ain't like that girl. You jump right out the car to fight that girl. You be that, you ain't have to bite that girl. And my baby got the best style. And my whip, she ain't never got the test drive. Cops at an X5. You paid attention when no one acknowledged me. This is my public apology. Holla, big. We could go where you want, we could do what you like tonight.
Let's get away, let's go someplace. Where I don't care.
He's the kind of guy that will give everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
And a half. 12. You said, Ken, what the dog, we 12 and a half. Now house costs millions, 12 and a half. But I still got them 12 in the stash. You can't even get mad, say what the hell, just laugh. Standing there beautiful, like what I'm gonna do with you. You wanted me to go to school and just play ball. What I do, go to school with that ball. It come to yeah, I dealt that. I'm a hustler though, I can't help that. You was there when I flipped my first bird. Now we gonna see my son take his first words. And absurd, I ain't wanna be no singer, ma. I just wanna 8 carats on your finger, ma. Since we're young, you thug me, I thug you. You hug me, I hugged you. You love me, I love you.
God bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Luke Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Yeah, this is the memoirs of a man. A celebration of life. No matter what physical state your body in, you alive. Enjoy, live it, feel it, taste it, breathe it in. No one's immortal. Don't think about your expiration date, your fate, celebrate. Been there, done that. Can't tell me a goddamn thing about rap. See, my mama always stressed I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. I think I smoke too much. Consider Newports cost $6. I wonder if I blew out a lung. How my name's Tweed, I be choking off weed. Tell me.
How the hell I catch pneumonia when I grew up in sunny California? Man, what the hell am I thinking? Got 25 years plus drinking from the 8-ball, boom form, night train, silver satin, Kool-Aid, everything in between. Gotta have a toe back brain, sipping cocaine back in the day, watch the Soul Train. And my heart's still ticking, even though I can't quit eating fried chicken. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Man, sweet Cadillac, you take me back to when I was in Frisco, man. Two cats come in with choppers, waving them around, telling them things was gonna get ugly. And they didn't find out where it was at. So glad they got it. I'm so glad to be alive.
Living life from a jail cell, hoping I can read a little junk mail. On earth living hell, oh well, oh well. I like steak, red meat bad. My arteries straight clogged up from the fat. Now the water off the faucet ain't good.
God damn!
Ain't nothing pure in the hood. It's a downright shame, cause then a goddamn thing finna change. Who said life is a beach? Ask a wino living on the street. I never thought about suicide, that's a punk way out where to die. Man, life ain't cursed, you could be up in a hearse getting driven to a church. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Even though I was flying down the freeway, you know, going 100 miles an hour. Passed out behind the wheel, carbon dioxide, missed oncoming traffic. Hit a building, lay in a coma for 70 days. But you know what? Glad to be alive.
Have you ever heard a bully ghost theme? Pass your head at the age of 14. Why did it burn when I peed? I didn't know why it called VD. I think about the cats that we rat packed, and it wasn't even over no crack sack. All of them came back strapped. I could have straight got laid out flat. Living life as a hustler, raised to be a hustler. Living in LA was a motherfucker. Harlem, California is a game. We all had to claim, everybody pain. Been stabbed, put up in a chokehold. They say I blacked out, beat up by the popo. Live life to the fullest, cause you can't outrun no bullet. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone. Life goes on.
Yeah, man, this small's major, man. Just remembering those that's gone, man. My close-death experience, man. Me and the homie standing on the corner. The mother side of niggas come through and start shooting shots.
Today marks the 30th anniversary of Snoop Dogg's debut album, Doggy Style. Delve into the fascinating story behind hip-hop's most anticipated album. While the iconic tale of Warren G playing 213's demo tape at Dr. Dre's party in 91 is often recounted, did you know that their paths had crossed long before that? Snoop started to rap in his early teens and formed 213, a rap group with his best friends Nate Dogg and Warren G, who's Dr. Dre's little stepbrother. In early 1988, Snoop found himself at Warren G's house, and Dr. Dre was there. At the time, he was working on Eazy-E's album and let them listen to the yet unreleased track, Easy Does It. Following the song's conclusion, Warren G, eager to showcase Snoop's talent, encouraged him to rap. However, Snoop, lacking confidence at the time, didn't feel like it. At 17, while still in high school, Snoop found himself drawn to the allure of street life, a path that would inevitably lead him on the fast track to trouble. A few years later, in 1991, after being in and out of the county jail a few times, he decided to take his rap career seriously. Following a long struggle to secure a record deal, he found himself with two enticing offers. One offer was to join Above the Law at Ruthless Records, while the other was from Dr. Dre, who was establishing Death Row Records, and just heard 213's demo tape at a party, and immediately instructed Warren G to contact Snoop, who initially dismissed the call as a prank, abruptly hanging up on the legendary producer. Soon after meeting Dr. Dre in 1991, Snoop signed to Death Row Records and got introduced to the world on the 1992 breakout hit Deep Cover. Later that year, Dr. Dre released his debut album, The Chronic, which heavily featured Snoop and went on to sell close to 6 million records worldwide. Finally, in 1993, Snoop unleashed his highly anticipated solo debut, Doggy Style, which shattered records upon its release. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, selling an astonishing 806,858 copies in its first week alone, setting a record for a debuting artist and becoming the fastest-selling hip-hop album ever at the time. With a global sales record surpassing 11 million copies, this achievement propelled him onto the trajectory of becoming today's most renowned rapper worldwide.
It seems like I gotta do wrong before they notice me. This world is filled with so much jealousy. I don't know who to trust, cause if I trust him, I might end up short, I end up shot. Now, I'm what's known as the original. LBC's finest, Sonny Something Cash. I got put in the game, just to put it down. Now I'm all in, ball in. I take a look around, back on my damn. I accept your collect, homie, keep calling. This is for my niggas in the pen. And when you get out, homie, come fall in.
Broke out the pen, got wet ink all over my hand. Drip, touchdown, we gon' get on the ballpoint tip. I gotta move in the makers, I done seen all the substations. I'm gon' see if I get caught for another strike. We hungry, 4-meal ticket, it get real wicked. Along the yellow brick road, don't get the golden chrome twisted. You slipping, you strolling, watch them, they patrolling. Cali rolling, niggas over in the alley like we rolling.
I see you made it to see a whole nother day. You better watch your hand and watch how you play, cause you don't know how the system might get you twisted. If you don't pay attention, then you come up missing. I'm gonna give it to you live and direct, cause I know a million niggas doing bad and they check. They game every day and they trying to find a way, but somehow some way there ain't no pay. It's the same game from my town to your town, from LA to Chi-Town back down. From the river we deliver the true game, and niggas getting upset cause they can't maintain. Don't get mad cause I was blessed with the gift to give you people what you need, so I'ma keep shit lit up, get up, sit up, alright. And then I get you all in the mood you invite.
Lean into this GM from dreamers being what you seeing. The element of surprise right before your naked eye. It's hard to become number one, seeing that some people never heard of the return of the Jedi circle. Hand solos, the child who's on a lighter, make it hard to light the dodo. Hit it for my dear loved ones, handcuffed behind the wall. Y'all niggas know that they couldn't keep us all locked up forever, not never. Hell no, shot a kite last night just to tell y'all. A toast to the boozies, Hindu and eggnog.
I keep real niggas illin' when they get the feeling. Robbing and killing, squabbing and stealing. Willing and dealing, it's so appealing. From the toe to the flow, all the way up to the ceiling. Man, they don't make real niggas no more, but that's a feeling. But me and my nigga Deadly Threat, we set on chillin'. I wanna give a shout out to all the penitentiary villains. No more K-Day, Mayday, he beats the Ray Day. Oh, so I put $100 on his books. None but love for you crooks, and fuck them hooks.
When the law bump heads with the homies in the feds, they got L's that don't give a mad, still banging in their cells. But don't sweat it, my nigga, you gon' still see the sunrise. Once again on the streets, look at the beautiful blue sky. Can't do wrong, they hold on to a nigga for too long. Caper case, led on to a high speed paper chase. Getting off on the law, giving it to them raw. We don't stick up bang, we just pick up bang. Sorry, rolling through the safari, puffing on the fat Bob Marley. Lope, we broke the chain to the property. Pain, punching through the Gotham City like Robin and Batman. Heading for the Hall of Justice, crooked as an eye.
When you walk in the yard, you got to be hard. And when you pace the track, you got to be strapped. That's real, young nigga, no matter where you at. I got some homies in Folsom who ain't never coming back. I even know some dreads who in the feds. They been in that motherfucker since I was a little kid. And then I got some homeboys who always tend to get out, but then they right back in the pen. And then you wonder why these niggas is riding. Cause y'all motherfuckers institutionalized us, surprised us, and sized up the situation. And this shit goes on all over the nation. So I'm facing facts, we need our niggas back on the streets. And I speak for all my peeps. These motherfuckers still doing gang sweep. And my hood and your hood is at peace.
Stop.
yeah. This is another story about dogs. Well, the dog that don't pee on trees is a bitch. So says Snoop Dogg. So get your pooper scooper, cause the niggas talking shit.
I'm sipping on Tanqueray with my mind on my money and my mouth full of ganja. All AG to the motherfucking E. Back with my nigga S-N-O-O-P.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Rage in the back that's just begun to rock.
I say yeah, and you don't quit.
Hey, yo, Rage, what you play?
Still with us. What up, Cuzzo? You good? You still with us? Cuzzo done fell asleep. Okay. We'll come back.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break? Yeah. Niggas be brown-nosing these hoes and shit. taking bitches out to eat and spending money on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? I treat a bitch like 7-Up. I never have. I never will. I tell a bitch like this. Bitch, you without me is like Harold Melvin without the Blue Note. She'll never go platinum. Hey, Daz, give me a light, nigga.
We'd like to welcome y'all to the fabulous Carolina West. I own this motherfucker. My name is Tata. Y'all niggas know who I am. Y'all niggas tan up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Dogg and Dog, the Dog Pound, and the fabulous Dramatics.
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow. But it ain't no thing to see my nigga Coolio put me up on the game when I step through the hell.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive, using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt, seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack paddywhack, I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Why? Hit em up, get em up, spit em up now. Tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollar come in ozone. Known for the break off, so take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I rode you a joint? You's a flea, and I'm the big dog. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all niggas better recognize and see where I'm coming from and still eat side till I die. YXY, as the world keeps spinning to the D-O-double-G.
Crazy, it's the world, it's a doggy dog world, it's a doggy dog world,
it's a doggy dog
world. Oh,
well if you give me 10 bitches then I'll fuck all 10. See my homie Snoop Dogg sipping juice and gin. Don't slip, I'm for the set trip to get paper. Styles vary, packing flavor like lifesavers. Ain't that something? Talk shit and I'm dumping. I had your whole fucking block bumping. Don't sweat, but check the technique. I'm unique like China. You never find a bomberama than this nigga behind you. So peekaboo, clear the way, I'm coming through. 1, 2, 3, you can't see me. I'm a G like that, strapped with hit hard tactics. A fucking menace using hoes like tennis rackets. It's on again, it's on and popping. All I think is dreams, so there ain't no stopping. I wanna see some panties dropping. I'm coming from LA. She used to chill with Dre up in Compton.
All I ever do is use that hoe. Chill out my degrees and quickies and kicks.
I'm dishing out blues, I'm upsetting like bad news. Cut off khakis, French braids, and house shoes. Corrupt the name, so I'm off for catching slugs. And I smoke weed for the fuck of it. Rough and rugged shit. It's unexplanatory how I gets wicked, but it's mandatory that I kick it. Check it, I'm running hoes in 94. Now must I prove it, hoes call me sugar. Rip it away, I'll be sticking and moving. Prepare for a whoa, it's on. I'm headhunting, hit the button to light shit up like Red Jones. Peep the massacre from a verbal assassin. Murdering with rhyme, packing tech 9 for some action. You really don't know, do you? You fucking with a hawk, you can't do me. I'm going out loony like Old Dog.
The Dog Pound rocks the party
all night long.
Till we it don't stop and it don't quit for us. The Dog Pound clicks to drop the cabbie dope.
Jiggy dabs out of the motherfucking cup. One smoke, so grab a seat and grab your gin to do some tackle for fluff. I flip-flop and serve hoes with the fat dick. Till I die, I'm still screaming now.
Bitches ain't shit.
Now I'm the Mac Daddy, Hattie. Not known about the city where I'm from. Dumb diddy dumb. As your groove to the gangster shit. The D-O-double-G, the P-O-U-N-D, the gangster click.
Now as the Pound break it down with the gangster funk, I could see and I could tell us what the fuck you want. So I blaze up the chronic so I can get high. I promise I'll smoke chronic till the day that I die.
It's a dog, it's a dog, it's a dog.
It's a dog, it's a dog.
It's a dog, it's a dog.
Yeah.
a serious situation we all go through. It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a dice when I'm facing to go your way. Bust this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions. Tell your mother about your lover, also your best friend. You're mighty proud while you're holding their hands. Boys, yeah, that's my woman, and girls, yeah, that's my man. This person brings a certain warmth to your heart, and everything seems so great at the start. For she loves him, and he also loves her, and it's hard to turn back to who the person you were. But later on, problems start to occur, and the bond which combines y'all turn into a blur. For the feelings were the same, now here's the score. You love them too much, and they don't love you anymore due to your attitude and other, or because you're not being true, or maybe they're just plain sick of seeing you. Word. Now it might seem strange, you better take hints quick and make the right change. Rolling, they're gone, and part of your heart's been stolen. Get back on your feet with a hop and a skip, but no, you'd rather go with this dead relationship. Hanging around and buying them stuff, you see them every darn day, yet don't see them enough. You follow them around and they claim you're hawking. When conversation comes, you do all the talking. Not to mention attention, we all need a bit. Behind your back they're saying, yeah, he's all on my shit. They're getting sick of you, quite annoyed, and if you have plans for the future, they're now destroyed. You saw what was happening and you still let it. And if you ever let it make love to your girl, she can forget it. Sweetheart, you've been caught and it'll spread around town faster than you thought. Then break up time and you receive the word. Yo, this is from the heart and I know that part hurts. Get over it from now on, don't take short slicks. If it's not true love, you shouldn't deal with it. Just think of your future and what is to come, and pay attention to the words that's in this song. They go, don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going?
Again, that's what they saying. Don't hurt me again. G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Come to another end of another show. G Lou, Cousin Marcy, you up, Cuzzo?
Right up? Here, ready or ready.
Okay. I just fell asleep on me.
Oh no! Still here. They're still reading about Melvin Combs. Deep story.
Melvin Combs.
That is interesting.
Oh yeah,
gangster life. Yeah, he should have been in a movie.
Hmm. The one Frank Lucas one or what?
American Gangster. Yeah, American Gangster.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. But that I don't know, that whole diaspora, them people over there, maybe there will be some more coming out, because I know they haven't done an official on Nikki Barnes yet, but we'll see, because they're not going to run out of their true crime for, what are those gangster shows they have on where they go back and they look and stuff like that. They'll never run out of those things, unfortunately, so we'll see.
Right. Yeah, we'll just stick around and see. Thank you again. The Marcy's Minute was fire tonight.
The shit show.
Marcy had the spice. Yeah, she had the spice tonight because
Thanks,
of Marcy's
Kevin.
Minute. Yep. Another great episode. Shout out to everyone who tuned in. Much love, respect, support. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Hope you are thankful for something. You know what I mean? Find something to be thankful for. Shout out to Queen Jean, who couldn't make it tonight. Not feeling too great, but much love, Queen Jean. We'll see you on the next one. Cousin Marcy, shout out to Normani Candles, doing a dang on thing. Y'all got any specials, anything coming out you want to leave with?
We actually do. Just go check out the website. Thank you all for always supporting Nor Armani Candles. Worked on 4 new scents this week, so keep your eye out. We should be announcing them by this time next week. By this Friday, we'll have them for sure. But it's them with blackberry and another one with lemon. So I'm really excited about that one. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's dope. Lemon. That sounds, yeah, that's just a smell fire already.
Yeah, lemon.
Yeah, I think that'll be dope.
Yeah, it gets the clouds out. You know, if you have clouds.
Yeah,
I'm going to
get that
anywhere.
One. When that's ready, let me know. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. That's right. Make sure you all stay tuned. We will, thank goodness, be here on Sunday. And as always, like D-Lou said, shout out to my queen cousin. I am thankful for you, lovely one. I am thankful for the G-Lou show and you, sir. God is good. I'm glad the equipment is back together and we were able to do the darn thing again. Cousin Marcy don't have anything other more pertinent to say than that. But have a good weekend, y'all. Have a good weekend.
There it is. And make sure y'all tap in tonight after hours live on the G-Lou Show YouTube channel. Check us out. Make sure you're there, okay? Much love and respect. We up out of here.
That's right.
Have a great weekend. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace.